Mission Evolve. After having a few Mishnayos discussing the maximum area of the Beis HaSayim, the Mishnah now brings a different opinion. Omar Rabbi Eloi said, Shamati Rabbi Eliezer, I heard from Rabbi Eliezer, my Rebbe, that afilu hi kaveis kur, it can even be the area of a Beis Kur, which is where 30 Sa'ah of barley can be planted. So it's 30 times as large as a Beis Sa'ah. That is the maximum area which one can make an Erev in, if it's at the outside of the city. So he's much more lenient than the previous opinions. Continues the Mishnah. We're going a bit sidetracked now. V'chein shomati mimenu. I, Rabbi Eloi, also heard from Rabbi Eliezer another halacha to do with Erevin. And this is regards to a regular Erev Chatzeres. Now, with Rabbanon, it's forbidden to carry in a courtyard. If, let's say, you have lots of different houses which open up into a courtyard which they share. Since it is shared property, Midrash Bonon, one cannot carry there on Shabbos unless all of the people in the courtyard make an Eruv Chatzeres together. And the point of the Eruv Chatzeres is to show that all of the people in the Chatzer are really like one large group who collectively own this courtyard. And it follows therefore that if one person in the courtyard does not join in with the Eruv Chatzeres, then it's a problem because now it's not joint ownership of a group, it's still rather separate individuals who each have ownership in the courtyard. Now, if one person doesn't join the Erev, then there's still a solution. Once Shabbos has come in, they can no longer join the Erev, but they can be mevatel their rishus. Bittel rishus is when they nullify and free their ownership of their part in the courtyard. You can say that my part, my ownership in the courtyard, I am making ownerless, it's not mine anymore. And that way, once again, the courtyard will be considered everybody else's who are part of a group, and it will be permitted to carry in that courtyard. So, anshe chotzer sheshochach el mehem v'lo erev, if one of the people who live in the courtyard forgot to be part of the erev, and so he was mevatel his reshus, he let go of his ownership of the courtyard, beiser osam el hachlas el hoitzi loy. It's forbidden for him to bring things in or out of his house. The reason being that if he starts using the courtyard, it looks like he's going back on his statement to make the courtyard free of his ownership, because he's still using it. So for him to start bringing things in and out of the courtyard will be forbidden because it would mess out the entire area of Chatzeres. But for the other people who live in the Chatzer, it is permitted, and they can even take things from the Chatzer into his house, because now this is considered really one courtyard and one shared place, and by them carrying things in and out of that house makes no difference. It's not going to show that the other person goes back on his word to free his part in the courtyard. The opposite. They're using his part in the courtyard now, which shows that it's theirs now, that it's part of the group's. But the point is that the person who has mevatel his own reshus, he cannot continue to use that courtyard properly. All right, and now the Mishnah goes in more sidetracked with Chen Shemata Mimenu. I also heard from him, from Rabbi Eliezer, sheyitzim bakrivonim bePesach, that one can fulfill his obligation of morer on Pesach with a particular herb called akrivonim. This was considered one of the species of morer which one can fulfill his obligation with, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But the Mishnah recalls at the end of this perek, vechizarti kol tamidov vikashti dechover. I, Rabbi Eloi, went around to all of the students of Rabbi Eliezer, and I searched for a friend. I mean, I searched for somebody else who also heard these halachas from Rabbi Eliezer, v'lo matzasi, but I didn't manage to find one other person who heard the same thing from Rabbi Eliezer. So they are not necessarily that reliable, but those are the three halachas which he recalled from Rabbi Eliezer.